From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. There are new reports that mass graves have been discovered in Myanmar's Rakhine State, where the military has been accused of atrocities against minority Rohingya Muslims. The Associated Press reports it confirms the existence of at least five previously undiscovered mass graves in Rakhine. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert.
We are deeply, deeply troubled by those reports of mass graves. And I want to point out that these are in the northern Rakhine state. That is the exact area where we have seen the Rohingya flee their country for neighboring Bangladesh. We are watching this situation very carefully. As you know, the secretary had not long ago said that the activities taking place in the northern Rakhine state constitute ethnic cleansing.
Nauert said the reports show the need for officials in Myanmar to cooperate with an independent, credible investigation into allegations of atrocities. Lee Young-hee, the UN Special Representative on the Human Rights Situation in Myanmar, repeated on Thursday the need for a fact-finding mission to investigate alleged massacres in the country. A court in Myanmar has refused to grant bail to two Reuters news agency reporters accused of violating the Official Secrets Act. The two reporters were detained in mid-December after being invited to meet police officers over dinner in Yangon. They had worked on Reuters' coverage of the crisis in Rakhine State, where an army crackdown on insurgents triggered the flight of nearly 700,000 Rohingya Muslims to neighboring Bangladesh. The next bail hearing for the two reporters is scheduled for February 6th. This is VOA News. A federal judge has again blocked the Trump administration from deporting about 50 illegal Indonesian Christian immigrants who say they could face violence if sent back to their Muslim-majority home. In Boston on Thursday, the judge ruled the Indonesians need more time to make their cases. She said under U.S. immigration rules, they could be deported even before their cases are heard. The same judge had issued an injunction in November allowing them to stay. Kenya's High Court has ordered the government to restore transmission for the independent broadcasters taken off the air Tuesday ahead of the opposition's swearing-in ceremony for its leader, Raila Odinga, as the people's president. The Interior Minister has accused the media of being complicit in an effort to subvert the elected government and cause violence. Press freedom advocates say the government has gone too far. Correspondent Mohammed Youssef reports for VOA from Nairobi.
Article 19, along with other human rights groups, took the government to court to challenge its decision to suspend the three leading independent TV stations over what the Interior Ministry said was security concerns. On Thursday, the High Court ruled that the stations must be restored to air pending a full hearing in the case, according to a tweet from KTN, one of the affected broadcasters. Henry Maynard heads the East Africa Office of Article 19, a global NGO that promotes freedom of expression and information worldwide. He says Kenya has never witnessed such an attack on press freedom.
This is the lowest Kenya has ever come to in the last 30 or 40 years. We've never had any media shut down by the state. We used to have challenges with newspapers being banned, but a TV or radio station has never been shut down in Kenya. So this is the lowest the country has sunk in terms of media freedom in 21st century.
The government did not immediately respond to the ruling. Kenya's Interior Minister Fred Matiang'i said Wednesday the media houses will remain shut until investigations are over. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Over the strong objections of the Justice Department, President Trump is expected to clear the way for the release of a classified memo on the Russia investigation that Republicans say shows improper use of surveillance by the FBI. On Thursday, White House officials confirmed reports that the president would release the document on Friday. The Justice Department has lobbied Trump to stop the release. They say it could harm national security. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.